every Tuesday at 7:30 hours on One Love Radio. God bless you.
We are taxpayer focused. We act with integrity. We are professional. We are innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: Mesa Zambia condemns the physical assault of two journalists. UPND projects a bumper harvest in the coming farming season. And in international news, Madagascar president dissolves government after Gen Z protest. In sports news, a Wonderf Group campaign donates 500,000 kwacha ahead of golf tournament. With the news in detail, I am Alex Siangam. The Media Institute of Southern Africa, MISA Zambia, has strongly condemned the physical assault of two journalists, Mark Zirigone of ZNBC and Prince Malupande of Laka FM, by persons from security wings of the country. According to reports received by MISA Zambia, Mr. Zirigone and Mr. Malupande were attacked while covering a fatal accident along Ring Road. Despite Mr. Zirigone clearly identifying himself as a journalist from ZNBC, he was slapped and dragged, while Mr. Malupande was threatened with physical violence. Both journalists had their phones confiscated by the officers. MISA Zambia Chairperson Lorraine Mwanza Chisanga says the institute is deeply saddened by the incident. She says such attacks not only violate the rights of journalists but also create an unsafe and hostile environment that hinders the media from performing its vital role in society. Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security has launched the Zambia Refugee Hot Communities Project in a view of improving the welfare of refugees and host communities through deeper integration into national system. Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwembu has emphasized the project's significance as a transformative initiative with a clear goal to improve access to socio-economic opportunities for both refugees and host communities. Mr. Mwembu says the project will unlock the potential for self-resilience, economic development, and social inclusion by addressing long-standing challenges. He says the key focus of the project is harmonizing legal and administrative framework with the National Refugee Police and the issuance of biometric national registration cards to refugees and former refugees, fully integrating them into Zambia's digital civil registration system.
Zambia remains committed to ensuring that refugees are not only protected but are empowered to contribute meaningfully to our nation's development. I also wish to sincerely thank our traditional leadership, whose wisdom, guidance, and generosity has made Mehewa refugee settlement a place of peace and coexistence for both host communities and displaced persons over the decades.
The Zambia NGO Forum has noted that the 2026 national budget has allocated 2.69 billion kwacha to the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation, making an increment of 9.4%. Forum coordinator Bubala Mumba says the forum has, however, observed that despite the increase, the sector shares of the broader budget has pitted to 106%, down from 1.13% in 2025 and still well below the 8th National Development Plan benchmarking of 3.5% for annual wash sector investment. Ms. Mumba says following a consensus at a two-day 2026 post-budget analysis workshop, the forum highlighted that the persistent shortfall coupled with an over-reliance on external financing, leaving Zambia watch sector on what stakeholders increasingly see as undesired trajectory for achieving investor access by 2030.
However, despite this increase, the sector's share the broader budget has slipped to 1.36%, down from 1.13% to 2025, and still way below the 8th National Development Plan benchmark for the animal sector investment. This persistent shortfall, coupled with an over-reliance on external financing, leaves the animal wash sector from what stakeholders are increasingly seeing as an undesired trajectory for achieving universal access. Answering these concerns in the human rights framework is essential. Safe drinking water and sanitation are fundamental human rights recognized by Zambia's national policy and international law. And failure to adequately invest in equitable wash services undermines the state's obligation to progressively realize these rights for all, especially for the rural and urban poor.
Senior Chief Muchinda Kakumba Wilila III of Serenja District, Central Province, said all individuals holding title deeds and documents of occupation for land and mines in his chiefdom must submit copies of their documents along with consents from the chief for verification. Chief Muchinda has since paid tribute to Lands Minister Silva Masebo, who recently advised investors and farmers to obtain consents from the chief. The traditional leader remarked that documents should be submitted through the chairman of the Chiefdom Trustee Committee, Raphael Lesa, and Chiefdom Secretary Elud Kayoka within 14 days. He noted that without submission of consent from the chief, pursuant to Section 3 of the Land Act, Chapter 184 of the Laws of Zambia, the chiefdom will be left with no option but to take legal action.
Without submission of these consents from the chief, pursuant to Section 3 of the Land Act, Chapter 184 of the Laws of Zambia, you leave us no room but to seek legal means. This ultimatum comes after several meetings held with the District Commissioner, Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Lands, Zambia Farmers Union, Serenje Council. During the meetings, the chiefdom management has been having correspondences over a number of issues which have been developmental in nature and other challenges facing the subjects concerning land grabbing.
And submitting findings of the land audit in Muchinda Chiefdom, Chairman of the Trustee Committee, Raphael Lesa, has noted that most occupants who have displayed local do not possess consents.
I'm doing my submission on the findings on the land audit that we have been doing as Senior Chief Muchinda's Chiefdom, looking at the assignment that we have been given to see a number of issues that have been affecting the chiefdom concerning the land grabbing, illegal mining. Today I'm giving that report to the senior chief, looking at what is on the ground. And with my findings as the chairman, we have seen that 3/4 of the land that has been grabbed and been on title has been obtained without the chief's consent.
Zambia Teachers Union Public Relations and International Affairs Brian Mwila says the government's decision to continue recruiting teachers in 2026 is a bold and progressive step which deserves commendation. During the presentation of the 2026 national budget in Parliament, the Minister of Finance, Tumbeko Musokotwani, announced that in 2026, government will recruit 3,500 teachers. The union acknowledges that the fact that continued teacher recruitment will positively address the pupil teacher ratio and improve quality of education in the country. Mr. Mwila says the union notes with great concern that the 2026 budget makes no specific allocation of funds to addressing thrown legal human resource challenges facing teachers, such as upgrading and confirmation in appointment. You're still with me, Alex Yanga, and in agriculture news, the United Party for National Development, UPND, Lusaka Province spokesperson Matomola has stated that due to the bumper harvest that was recorded in the last farming season, government is exporting maize to other countries that have not recorded bumper harvest and has urged farmers to take advantage of the opportunity. He has stated that the government is also supporting other agriculture ventures such as fish farming that citizens should utilize. He has expressed optimism that the country will record another bumper harvest in the coming farming season due to the increment in funding to the agriculture sector in the 2026 national budget and the maize floor price be increased.
We have opened exports in selected areas to ensure that